Okay.
I wonder if Mayor is coming tonight. We are on DAF. File from Rob, I want to say. Yeah. You're so new, Craig. Okay. More stuff is now in the Bible tonight. Kishem showed the third or fourth line down. Kishem Shamayim Bokimosa Alkol Bio Bio, just like the water checks her on each and every time she had relations. She mekabel as Bala with her husband, Lachara Boel, after she had relations with the adulterer. That's an interesting point, because you were sitting out in your car for a while? So just... Okay. I thought I saw you pull up, and then you didn't come in. Okay, don't tell us about it now. So, Gesheisha, my book, Mosel, called Bio Bio. She Mekabel says, Bala, just like the waters check her on each and every time she had relations with her husband, Lachar Boel, after she had relations with the adulterer. But since those relations were also, right? He wasn't allowed to have relations with her, and she was being machshil him. She was causing him, of course, to commit a crime. So therefore, her death is all the more torturous as a result of that type of improper activity. Okay, 41, six line down. Kachem bokim oso. So too, the waters check him also. In other words, he suffers for that as well, because it's also his fault, takes two, right? Because he caused this whole situation to occur. Now, says Mar, he, Aideisha Darkalioser, she, since she, it's generally speaking, the woman who gets Oser, so therefore, Bain Lo, Bain Lachi Nivdaka, regardless of whether she sinned with this specific guy of whom she's accused of sinning, or somebody else, she's checked out and she gets punished. That's her misfortune. Aval who, but he, even if he was adulterous with other women, lichshetishteh, when the other women drink, who nivdak, he's checked from the other women. But just because, even though he was a real Don Juan and he was adulterous with many women, it's only when the specific woman in question is given the sota waters to drink that he's punished. Now, she's punished when she's given waters to drink, even if it's not from this specific guy, even if sometime else in her life she committed adultery, that's her tough break. But he's only punished when the woman in question drinks. Okay? Barkoso, lo barkoso. What happens if the waters checked him out and he died, and the waters didn't check her out? She died. She didn't die. She survived. Ani oimer, I say, as chus talala. She lingers because she had a merit of some sort. Niko commandamar schus talave nikaris. That's good according to people which we had, that the schus leaves her alive. She has a merit, and we can't tell. So that's why she looks healthy. Ran commandamar schus talave nikaris. But according to people which hold that we can tell when she sinned, even when she has a schus, because she starts, slowly dying, so that she starts deteriorating. Hare lo ukra. In this case, this woman was not recognized to have done anything wrong at all. So then was not recognized to have a schus toilo. So how come the adulterer dropped dead? El Ani Omer, first one gives one answer. Ani Omer say, my Magulim Shosa, that the Boel, the adulterer, drank waters which had been revealed. And therefore a snake left his venom in the water. And since the snake left his venom in the water, and he drank it, so that's why he got killed, not because he had adulterous relations with this woman. That's one way of learning. So says Martin, no, that's not a way of learning at all. If that's what happened, that he drank snake-infested waters, then that's not, he doesn't die the same way. The types of convulsions are not the same at all. It's recognizable the way you die from sota death, so therefore he must have died. He died the sota type death, so obviously he wasn't drinking from a snake. So if that's the case, the question comes back: why does he die and not she die? So says the Gemara, Elani Omer, I say, El Kedun. So how does it come out? Elani Omer, I say, Im Acheros Nistor. He got killed because he had he was closeted with other people. So no, wait a minute. But didn't we just say on top of Chaluk and Tzar Meimah? Didn't we want to say Lekshetishte who Nivdak? Only when the specific woman in question drinks, then he's checked out. Not with some other woman drinks. So says Moti Potter, explain that it's about a case really where he did it with this woman. But Shohaya who made it Vishogegas? He was intentional. He raped her. Or whatever the case may be. And she was unintentional. So therefore the waters don't check her out, because she's not liable to be put to death, but the waters do check him out, right? Barkoso, that's where the waters check him in that case. Lo barkoso, despite the fact that they don't check her. Now what about the other case? Barkoso, lo barkoso. She dies, but the adulterer does not die. Ani umer, I say, eschus tolo lei. I say, eschus is good. He had eschus. So that's a good coin opinion that the schus leaves him alive, he doesn't linger. But Ram Kamanamar schus tell a coin opinion which holds that the schus leaves you alive, but in the carrots it's recognizable and you're lingering until you gradually die, and it's deteriorate and die. So then what are we gonna say? Hare Lohukar. In this case we see clearly that he was not wasn't to a schus, because then we would be able to tell the difference and see that it was just a schus to keep me alive. El Ani Omer, so again the same thing. I say in such a case, my Megulim must be that the adulterer, my Megulim Shosa, he drank revealed waters, and the waters checked him, her, not her, him. So therefore, the water she drank, the my Megulim, and that's where she had convulsions. Says Gemara, that's a case. Again, the same question we had before. Achin lo avo boi mivdukuni. Then it's not the same type of death you die from, snake bite. El kadun, you have to die another way. El aniyom, rather I say imachem nistura. Why I say that the reason why she was killed is because she was closeted with others. I thought that's a case, he never closeted himself with others, so therefore he survives and she dies. So says
and the other should have died also.
What?
And the other men should have died also when she drinks the water.
No, only the one whom she's being checked. Not the other ones. It's a good point. Only the one from whom she's being checked right now. Not the other ones, yeah. You know she dies. That's an out. They have an escape hatch. Because they're not the ones whom she's being checked right now. Says Gemara, me'at of that case, gire, she muterba. That's an interesting question. Let's say her husband divorced her, and the waters checked her, but not him. So she's dying away, but she wants to marry him. You know, love conquers all, right? So she wants to marry him as she dies. Can she do it?
The husband divorced the sota.
Yeah, because she was obviously guilty.
Right.
But he's still healthy.
The adulterer.
What?
Who, the husband, the ex-husband?
Yeah.
The adulterer.
Yeah. So the ex-husband, the adulterer.
The adulterer. Oh, okay, so she wants to marry the adulterer.
Yeah.
And he's still healthy.
Right. Because she's dying because of somebody else, not because of her. So it says, Matipatr Shah, who shogeg, Bin Mazida. We're talking about a case where he's a shogeg. He was unintentional. She either was his wife, I guess, whom he was adulterer with, and she's mezida. She was mezid. Who barko asav velo barko asav, and the waters checked her, which is proper. Velo barko asav, and they didn't check him.
How can he be shogeg?
What?
How can he be shogeg? He didn't know that he.
He thought it was his wife. We didn't know it was his wife. That's another good point. Yeah. So in this case, says Gemara, he is he's not allowed to marry her because she was mazed, right? Now, Says more, who made it be shogegas? What if he was made and she was shogeg? Pshita shumateres beizer, so she can go back to her husband as long as her husband is not a kohen. Girish ma'u she mutar ba. If he, her husband divorces her, nonetheless, can she go and marry the boel? Now, it's interesting because Tosfos, the Tzinnus line brings down Tosfos here. Tosfos in the Bavli says that she can't. Even though he was intentional, she was, since she was unintentional, she was never ushered to her husband. It says, Echol labav, Echol laboel. If the husband is ushered, then the adulterer is ushered too. But here, the adulterer actually, she was never actually ushered to her husband because she was shogeg. If her husband wants a divorce, of course, that's his prerogative. He writes, he can divorce a woman any one time he wants, right? It's only usher because of the Chayin Rabbeinu Gershom. So, you may now divorce wife against her will. But if he divorces her, it's not because she was Mizana. I mean, clearly because she was Mizana. She's not also halachically because she was Mizana. So therefore, Tosfos in the Bavli wants to say that in that case, since she's mutter to her own husband, she's also mutter to the adulterer. Again, her husband's not divorcing her because he has to, if he does, but rather because he wants to, right? So it says the Gemara, the Tosfos in the Bavli says, but the Tzinnus Shlaim wants to say she's mutter to adulterer, but the Gemara here doesn't say that.
She's still an Eish HaSeish.
Well, once right? She gets divorced, she's not.
Right, but she was an Eish HaSeish, she was Mizana.
But she was Shogi, he was Mizana. So she technically never came and asked her husband. That's what you would say, but not the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi says very Baabatish. Efshar loymar mazid ba. Can you say about her that she was mazid? That she... no, it's, it should be Efshar loymar mazid ba. Right?
Right. He's the mazid and she's the shogeg.
It must be Maisie Bo. I didn't fix it when I wrote this. I'm just scared. He doesn't change the gears, but he does learn that way. The carbonate says, "Efshar lomar mazid ba." Can you say that he was mazid in her about the marachin? She should be mutter to him. That's impossible. That's what he's saying. Since he's mazid, yeah, that's what he says. Since he's mazid, so therefore he can't marry her. Not like the Tosfos, right? Despite the fact that she's muteris to her husband didn't have to divorce her, nevertheless, the adulterer can't have relations with her. Because it's an oxymoron, it's a paradox. He intentionally was mazana with this woman. How are we going to let this woman go, how are we going to let him go marry her? That's what we were saying.
It's rewarding him.
It would be rewarding him for his crime, right? Okay, so it says, what about the opposite case? Who shall give him mazida? He was unintentional, and she was intentional. Pshita she was sort of not allowed to remain married in that case because she was intentionally fornicating. Girish ma'u she mutar ba. If he divorces her, can her adulterer marry her? Says more, no, of course not. Even though he was shogeg. Can you say she must leave her husband to Arachena? She's going to be mutter to adulterer. It's a logical impossibility. How do we know that the matter is up to her? Meaning that if she's muteras, if she's shogeg, she's mutter her husband. If she's mazida, she's also to her husband. How do I know that that's the case? So it says, Now, Eishes Hamitcha lo titein shchavtucha v'zara. If to your wife of your friend, you should not give your laying down for a seed. L'tama boh. Boh, to be metami within her. Boh, hadavar shlo. The matter is contingent on her. If she is mazid, then she's forbidden. Shogeges, if she's unintentional, muteris, then she's permissible. Okay? That's the end of Sota. Now we get into Tumah and Tara. And after the rest of the Sechta, just a short time. Come on. Bobayom Darsh Rabbi Akiva. That day Rabbi Akiva Darsh, every time it says Shas Bobayom, means the day they push Rabbi Gamliel out in the sea and made Rabbi Lozman and Sayyid Nasi.
You might have opened the window. It's a little bit stuffy in here.
Okay. Well, we under Hashem Yekiva. The Kolchi Cheres Asher Yipo Mehem El Socho. Now, I wish to draw you a diagram.
What?
Diagram. Here's a Kli Cheres. That's an earthenware vessel. Okay? A dead sheretz falls in. That's a dead sheretz. What's a dead sheretz? No, that's a... It's an havatuma.
Oh, that was a good.
What is a clip? Yeah. That's an Av Hatuma. Okay? What does a Kli Cheres become? A Rishon. The vessel becomes a Rishon. What does the food inside become? Food becomes a Sheni. The Cheres makes this an Av, a Rishon. Rishon makes a Sheni. Not directly, no. So, Bobby and Dersh Rabbi Kiva must have touched it, but that's not the case. Dersh Rabbi, Bobby and Dersh Rabbi Kiva, Klich, Kol Kacheres Asher, Yipo Me'em El Socho, Kol Asher Bi Socho, it is the critical part, everything within the Klich Cheres, Yitma! What does it mean, Yitma? Eino Oimer Tomei. It doesn't say that this thing is Tomei, this food stuff, which means the buck stops there. What does it mean, yitma? Letames acherim. Tells us that this foodstuff can make something else tummy. Yitma! It's going to make others tummy. What does this teach us? Limet al kikar sheni. Teaches us that this loaf of bread, which is a sheni, oiset makes shimtamis a shlishi, makes a shlishi. It sounds like even by chulin. The sheni yitma makes a shlishi. Another foodstuff here would become the shlishi.
It has to be a different type of foodstuff, right?
It has to be a different clump of foodstuff.
Why isn't it become a sheni like the other foodstuff?
Oh, you're right. Theoretically, here in this case, you're right. It would become a sheni because it's in the same klicheres. Right, this one would actually have to be outside here. Correct.
The sheni is touching your shlishi. It's touching something else by your shlishi.
Unless it's truma or...
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about now. We'll get that later on. So now I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Mia galea for me and echo Rabbi Yochum and Zaka. Who's going to take the dirt off your eyes, Rabbi Yochum and Zaka? She saw me door acher. I used to say, "Ostei door acher." Eventually, another generation will come with Tyrus kikar shlishi to purify the kikar shlishi. Shein lo mikra min haTorah, but has no pasuk to ask min haTorah. V'arei Akiva tamidcha Akiva, who was one of the descendants of your talmidim, not literally your talmid, but a descendant of the talmidim, heivu lo mikra min haTorah. He brought explicit Torah pasuk in haTorah. Shehu tamei. That it's that a shlishi is tummy. Because said about a sheni, shemar kol shervet socha yitma, the sheni, anything inside becomes tame. So therefore, it must be that we have a shlishi also. Says my Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun Mama Rabbi Shmuel, the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamadiyah said, for one cent, Chabem b'truma b'im b'chulin am Rabbi Kiva. Kiva said that you have shlishi both by chulin and by truma. The Chadamadiyah said, by truma, yes, avolo b'chulin. By chulin there is no shlishi. So where does it stop by chulin?
Shani.
Shani. Right. Says Gemara, the lawyer didn't man omar do, man omar do. I didn't know which said what. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Min mat the mar Rabbi Yossi v'shem Rav Yoina. And now from that which Rabbi Yossi named Rav Yoina. Amrilan said Rav v'shem Rav Yechia Ruba. Rav said name Rav Yechia the Great. Hashlishi bo machmas sheretz. The shlishi comes because of the sheretz. Now we're talking about our case in our Mishnah. Hashlishi comes of the sheretz, right? Av Rishon Sheni Shlishi. Right? So we have a Shlishi coming because of that little sheretz left there, right?
Why is it a Shlishi? Same question I had before.
No, because
I made a mistake. I put this inside here with the sheni. Take it out, and it can make a sheni. Take it out. Yeah, that was the sitting
there. Now, is the same type of food stuff? It doesn't go.
As long as it's not one clump, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. So says the gemara.
I don't remember. I didn't think a sheni solid food stuff can make another solid food stuff another sheni. I thought it has to go.
That's ultimately we pass it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the way our Gemara is going at this point.
It's like a lateral transfer. It's not
right. It would have to do mashkin. You're right. But this Gemara still always there's a shlishi by chulin. Okay. So it says heavy omer. So he must. He didn't do any distinctions here. Heavy omer must be that you must say do omer that he holds. Bain betruma bain bechulin on Rabbi Akiva. Well, bechulin and by truma, Akiva said the sheni makes a shlishi. Okay, because he said shlishi about machmas sheretz. Maspisa pliga rab. So our Mishnah argues on Rav, because Rav seems to say there's a shlishi by chulin. What about this following brisa? It says ochel mas meiser. Yeah, food and beverage belongs to meiser sheni. As such, it's meiser sheni. Shuluch shor. What do you do with Meitzer Sheni?
Bring it to Yerushalayim.
Bring it to Yerushalayim, yeah. Or you redeem it and eat it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And thereby food. So it says in Mara, this verse seems to argue Rav. It says, Eichel Meitzer, you have food stuff which is Meitzer. This is a toughie actually. What has to be taken off of Meitzer? By the labor receives, what does he have to take off?
One tenth,
which is how much of the entire crop?
9%.
Huh? 1%. It's one tenth of a tenth.
That's
0.9. It's Meiser, right. Because Meiser is already a tenth. So, says the Gemara, Masisa Pliya Rap, it says, Oichel Meiser, the Meiser Sheni, which is food of Meiser Sheni, Shalukhshar Meiser Mashka, which became Sudhu Kabatuma because it came to contact with beverages. Menogabal Tvuyom, and Tvuyom touch it. Tvuyom is after his tefillah before night falls. Oyadai Mesuavos, or dirty hands. Would in real time, Oyadai Mesuavos, or Sheni Lutuma. Mafrishmi Menuchumas Meiser Betaro. Here's the clincher. It says you could take Trumas Meiser from it. It just became a shlishi. I made a mistake. It's not Meiser Sheni you're talking about. Later on, I'm talking about Meiser Sheni. It's talking about Meiser Rishon. I know it's about Meiser Rishon here because it says you're taking Truma's Meiser off of the Meiser. My mistake. Okay, scratch that for the record. Delete that. Says more again. Masisa Pliga Rap. Going back a few lines. Oichel Meiser Shukshar V'mashke. Food of Meiser Rishon, which became suitable to be makabel to a mashke, by beverage. V'nog about V'yom, and if V'yom touches it, Oh, your daim is wabos her dirty hands touch it. Nevertheless, Marfishi Menu Trumas Maisa Betara. You can take a Trumas Maisa, which is like Truman must remain tar, as a tenth of the Levi's tenth. You can take it off, Betara, and assume it's still tar. Mineishu Shlishi, because it's a Shlishi, third level. Vashlishi Tahar Bechulin. Shlishi is Tahar Bechulin. So the Tvu Yom, or Yadayim Mesavos, just make the Chulin Shlishi. And Shlishi Chazal, we're not going on when it's Chulin. Okay? I'm just going to go back to this issue later on. So as we're Pasa Lohakel.
He says this is a Kula. Yeah.
Question. Yadayim or Shneos, let's say.
Yeah.
So that's the same type of Shneos as this Sheni Latuma from the Sheriff?
Right. Midrabanan. Well, that's the way it works, right?
But only me the rabbanon.
Yeah, the shirts might be the raisa, but the hands only the rabbanon. Okay, so pasalak will be a dime shape of the brain. Says Mar now, necessarily. Maybe it's all natural. Maybe a shiny kamek shlishi bechulin. Aye, so why over here did he say that it's a special gzeira? That's not the question, really. I lost my train of thought. 1 second.
You just said that you can take Trumas Maisa, make it a... You could use... Take it off.
Right. Why can't you do that? Because it's about the Tum of the Rabbanah. The Tum of the Rabbanan of Yadayim. Right, thanks. The Tum of the Rabbanan of Yadayim. Not the same as what I told you about over here. Could be that there, since the Tum of Yadayim is Rabbanan, so there were Machmi and Mermekel, and we say that there's no Shlishi. But by us, we're talking about Tum HaSheretz, maybe there is Shlishi.
Which is my question.
Say.
That's what I asked you before.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it. So it says more. What about Tvuyom? Tvuyom is the Raisa. Yet it says the word Mako. Says more at the Potter, but Tvuyom, based on Prasna, about Tvuyom the Rabbanan. They walk through a cemetery of questionable, you know, perhaps the grave was trampled and pulverized. Says more, maybe Zirbazir said, I feel Tamer Tvuyom the Vartari. You know what? You can even say Tvuyom is the Raisa. I'll tell you what. Even said Tvuyom is the Raisa. Ah, so if that's the case, why are we not Choshesh here for a Shlishi? Dvar Toira Shaniu. A Tvuyom is different. It's not the same thing like a Sheni. The Chsiv, it says by a Tvuyom, Toho Tome. This is partially Tor, partially Tome. What does it mean? Tor L'chulim Mibadiyom becomes Tor L'chulim even before night falls. Mibadiyom means, well, it's still day. Well, Truma Mishtechshu, it only becomes Truma for Tommy, for Truma, Tar for Truma when it becomes dark. But what we see from here is as follows. We see that a Tful Yom doesn't have the same degree of Tuma.
He's halfway.
He's halfway there. It's halfway free, right. So therefore, it could be that that's why over here we say that we're Mekel and we don't take into account the Shlishi. And he can set aside Trumas Maisa from it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Hesi Rabbi Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Chagai had fasted for Rabbi Yossi. Oh, Neymar, let's say, differently. Let's say, Tohar b'mago v'tomei b'achila. Let's say that a Tohar, it says Tohar and Tomei by both Tohar and Tomei, let's fool you up. May means he's Tohar if he touches. Where's Matame if he eats it? Says Mar Amalei, so he said, Kalim Amor Parsha. Okay, we're talking about eating, because it's talking about Kalim in the Parsha. Yeah, so says Mar Isloch Meimarga, and this is part of the refutation. Isloch Meimarga by Kalim Tohirim. Can you say by pure vessels? Can you say by vessels? Tohirim and Maga that the Tar by Maga, which Meimarga to eat them? Who is eating vessels? Whoever's eating vessels has much worse problems than Tame and Tohar, right? So therefore, if it says that,
No, but we're not talking about the vessel. We're talking about the Trumas Meiser.
No, but there it's talking about vessels.
We're talking about taking off the...
By Tful Yom.
Yeah.
It talks about vessels. It says it comes to come to the vessels in the Talmud then. So you can't say it's Torah and Magav and Talmud because there's only one thing to do with vessels.
Say it in the Talmud, I'm actually.
Right. Rabbi Chagai's question from Rabbi Yossi was that let's say a Tful Yom can touch but cannot eat. And may is no sushi, sheni, and shlishi. This can't touch but cannot eat. That was more saying. He says can't say that because that can't be a dichotomy because it's to distinguish it that way. Distinguishes in Kalim, Morim Parsha and Kalim, which are not Omer Parsha, right? And he can't talk about Isach Meimar, Gabi Kalim Torim, Gabi Kalim Torim, Margo Tzvein Bachila. Since Kalim mentioned that Parsha, serve it's a technical component, so therefore whatever you apply to Kalim has to apply to everything else. So you have to draw the economy not between Torah and Magav and Torah and Achila, since you know you're Kli Cheres, rather you have to draw a distinction between
Truma and Kohen.
Say that again.
Yeah, I got to mix myself up. Let me stand up, it'll go easier for stand up. It's simple, really. This time I'm out of sorts. I am awake. The idea is like this. The pasuk says by Tful Yom that a Tful Yom who touches the keli makes it is tar. It's only he's not allowed to eat truma. So it says, and for this you want to bring a raya, it must be that for chulin, he's immediately tohar, and that's why he can touch the kelim. Now, that means it would seem that one could say that there's no such thing as a shlishi midoraisa, because otherwise, how can you by chulin? Because otherwise, how can you immediately? Because tefillah is like a shani, so therefore, how can you immediately? Must there's no such thing as a shlishi? Or says not necessarily. May distinguish between whether you can touch and whether you can eat. You can touch me, but you can't eat till nightfall. Right? And even by chulin, you can't eat till nightfall. And in that case, I would say the chulin obviously does have a concept of shlishi. Because until nightfall, the guy makes the chulin tummy. Right? Even though he's only like a shady. So it says, well, you can't say that distinction. He says because it says here that you're it says in the fourth to last narrow law, the first to last line, I'm like Kalim Amar Parsha, it says Kalim in the Parsha. Remember Gabi Kalim Turn Magos Main Bachila, you want to distinguish between that which you can touch and that which you can eat? Can't say that. Because the whole Parsha is specifically about Kalim.
Now, are these Kli Cheres?
There's no difference.
Well, Kli Cheres, he might be able to touch on the outside because that doesn't become tummy. It's only when he puts his hand inside.
Yeah, but it doesn't draw a distinction between where you're touching them. You're touching the inside and the outside. Parsha doesn't draw such a distinction. So how can you draw such a distinction? So therefore, it's talking about both Kli Cheres and Kli Matchos. Or Kli Eitz, whatever you're talking about. So the bottom line is that it says here that we're never talking about, we're talking about by Kalim. And it says by Kalim again, obviously you can't draw a distinction like that because they can't eat Kalim. So therefore must be talking about not the distinction between touching and eating, but a distinction between Truma and Chulin. There's one important point, two important points you have to make here. It says in the Pnei Moshe brings down, you don't have to look inside Pnei Moshe, but it says, in one pasuk it says that B'mayim Yuvah V'tamei Ere V'toher. That's one part. Says that that's what it says. He's tamei till nightfall, and then he's tohar. So it means he's quasi. That means he's tamei till. That means he's tamei. And then there's another pasuk which says that. That's one pasuk which says. Rabbi says Kol Kli Asher Yasem L'Cha Bohem B'Mayim Yuvah. Any clay with which the malach has to be put in the water. So therefore, how do we reconcile these two psukim? It must be, actually, they're not contradicting each other.
No, they're not. They're implying that even the second.
But it's saying that the whole thing is talking about Kalim.
Yeah.
Kalim are not shy to talk about the distinction between eating and not eating. So it must be that the Kalim are distinguished between Truma and Chulin. Says, don't eat till nightfall. You can touch it, but don't eat till nightfall, right? Because that's the lush. It says, Kokli Ashri Yasim Locha Bohem, but Mayim Yuvah the Toher. I'm not expressing this again, right? It says, Kokli Ashri, it says, everything you bring it to put into water, and it's Toher. But it says, you can't go eat your Truma till nightfall. So how do we reconcile the two things? So the Rishami wants to supposedly reconcile the two things by saying that immediately upon you going to the mikveh, you can eat mice, any chulin. Because a keli is really chulin. That's what a keli is defined as. There's no definition of keli as truma, and then at night you can go in and eat your truma. So that means what? It means that there's no shlishi by chulin, there is shlishi by truma. So that's for truma has to wait, not by chulin. Not like Rabbi Kiva our mission, because Rabbi Kiva our mission said that even by chulin there's a ready shlishi.
Yeah, why do you say that there's no chulin, there's no shlishi by chulin? How do you learn that out?
Because it says you can his access to chulin is immediate.
Okay.
But Tfuyam's access to chulin is immediate, that's what we're saying. Okay? Let's go back a few lines. Let's go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines at the bottom. Harm Rebbe Zira, V'fil teva tuyom dar dvar tori, dar about tuyom dar laisa. Shari l'chsiv tor atom, it says he's tor and he's tome. Tor l'chulim mi bodi, omis tor v'chulim mi before it night falls. U'chum is shetech, she's tor v'chum, only mi from darkness. Hasi, Rabbi Chagai, ko Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Chagai, and that's for Rabbi Yossi, o'neva, let's say tor b'mago, he's tor to touch. It's talking about chil, is now allowed to eat. Let's say a distinction like that. My sister, kelim or b'ayish, we're not talking about it, we're talking about kelim. He's talking about meimar, gabi, kelim. Talking about magot, meim, b'achila. Kind of narish guy to say. You can't talk about kelim. That's the joyous energy to whether you can touch them, whether you can eat them. My sister, Messiah, there's the following b'ayish seems, although it's ultimately, I think we're going to reject if I recall correctly, to be a raya for rab. That there is a shlishi by chulin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rishon shebuchulin tamei. Rishon chulin is tamei. Umetamei makes something else tamei. Vasheni the second, poisev lo metamei. Passes, but it's not tamei. That wasn't mean poisev. Wasn't mean Hasheni poisev lo metamei.
Matami means it doesn't make it a shlishi. Doesn't anything comes in contact doesn't become shlishi, but it's possible for eating.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, but the truth is it can't be. Because it says here that Vashlishi Nechob and Nizina Dema. The shlishi of chulin can be eaten together with truma if it falls in together. Because it, even if it's tummy, the shlishi can still be eaten together with truma. Why is that? B'dievet, because it's not really tummy. So I'm not sure where the difference is between tummy and poiso. I don't know if there's any difference, but according to this brisa, you do have a sheni making a shlishi, right? By chulin. Because it says your shlishi is nechal benezid adema, which means b'dievet, nechal means if it fell, then l'chadchil you have to avoid it.
Maybe it has to be batol in 100.
No, it doesn't have to. That's what it says, nechal benezid for kohen obviously. It doesn't have to. But it's only b'dievet. The Korban Eid explains it, and this is Korban Eid report. Korban Eid says, didn't between poisel and metameh, is that poisel works by, a metameh can go down two levels. A shayin's metameh makes shlishi and revi. A poisel will clearly make one level below it, only revi. So here by truma, actually, it's one step above that. A metameh can make shayin and shlishi. Poisel can only make shlishi. Okay? So in Eid, and that's by chulin as well, according to this, right? Shlishi ne'echov zida dema. Now here, that's a critical point on the top of Chabez Amrav. If it got mixed in, it's okay, but you can't mix it in the Chathchila. Okay? So we see here that there is a Shlishi, because it says you only be the Evan, not the Chathchila, by Chulin, right? It says, no, look at what's later in the Brice. It says, HaRishon V'Asheisha B'Truma T'mei M'Tamin, Rishon She V'Tumra B'at. But Shlishi Paisav Lomatame, Shlishi Pasels and doesn't make Tome. Karbi Nechom Vazir Kosh Revi can be eaten with Kodesh Pidiyamit. Eatem or Lasoso Kodesh Osur. If you're going to say here too that the Taich is that you can't make Revi into Kodesh, it's sort of a poor. Hashem Rav, right? What's the name of Rav? Shlishi Ba Machmas Sheret. If you have a Shlishi which comes because of a sheret, there are three words of mercy here. Also lasos a kodesh. Now to make a kodesh. Harvi mutu lasos a kodesh. But it says here, amazing thing, it says Harvi, you're allowed to make kodesh. If you have Harvi by truma, you're allowed to make a kodesh. How come you're allowed to make kodesh? It says your Harvi is necha b'tzid adema. B'diavid, it can't mixed in, it's okay. But l'chadchil to make a kodesh, how you're allowed to make a kodesh? It's contradiction rav. If you're going to say Nechom and the Ziyadam is the Yevon, so I can Chatchila make a true, make a Kodesh, right? So and so continuing on this price, so Shlomru Viva Kodesh, you only say Viva Kodesh, Ela Bekotchi Kotchi Mukdashim. It's only saying it was already Kodesh. This is Gevan Shoin Kodesh, right? It was Mukudesh already. It was Puntu Klisharis. Then there's Revi. But while it's still Truma, then it can be made Kodesh even if it becomes a Revi. It's an interesting distinction. If it already is Kodesh, then, and it becomes a Revi, it's possible. But if it was Truma, then became Revi, and then you want to make a Kodesh afterwards, that's okay. So actually, it's going to be a fundamental thing. So it says, Gemara, so how can you say that Necho bin Nezid Adem has been the evidence, it says you can make a kosher at Chila. Says the Marmer, we couldn't have a little bit of Truma and Koyami. No, you know why you're not allowed to make Truma look at Chila Kodesh for a peripheral reason. You know why not? That's it? Finished Gan Shas? Suvis comes next. You still have 10 more minutes. What? Going to sleep. Like father, like son. Okay.
Get some coffee.
So it says in the so Amrei Chur really says a very nice distinction. He says, we love a Truma Nekam, I talk about Truma. Truma also asoys a Kodesh. Shulahamti bought that call. It's a very nice answer. Mora says, now you can't, it's not the Truma, the Revi, Truma, which is Revi, cannot be put in with Kodesh. Because it's Revi and Revi is not so good. Revi is taka good. The only time Revi is a problem is if it's already Kodesh, then it becomes Revi. But take someone which was previously Revi and make it Kodesh, that's okay. But not with Truma. You know why? For a technical reason. Because Truma has to be eaten. So mitzvah to eat Truma. And Kodesh, all sorts of problems that become Noisar, Pikul, Tomei, right? So therefore, you're going to be Ma'abi the Truma if you put it together to Kodesh. You see what I'm saying? It's not the pshat that you can't mix them together. You can. Reviv because you can mix them with Truma. Why did it say not to? Because not because it's some inherent psul, but it's like an Eitz HaToivah. Don't do it because then you're going to lose the right to eat the Truma. Because of notes or initials like that. So that's how we reconcile the two parts of it. Reviv Kodesh Takeh, Reviv Truma Takeh. Is not tummy, and you can make it cook. Could even l'chatchila mix it into nezida dema. Why does it say not to do it? It says not to do it because you're going to cause yourself problems with the truma. Okay.
And you're not worried about causing yourself problems with the kodesh.
The truma doesn't create problems with kodesh. It's the other way around. Because it's saying the whole point is that revi is not tummy. So what problems being caused with the kodesh? But what's really fundamental is the point, put your finger on it, and Gemara's going to discuss it in later detail, greater detail. There's no concept, and really Gemara said it. If you have chulin, which is sheni, and that's no good. I'm sorry. You have chulin, which is shlishi. And by chulin makes no difference, right? By truma, there is a shlishi. It doesn't matter. Since right now it's chulin, you can make it a truma. When it's truma, it should be a problem retroactively. It doesn't work that way. Since when you made a truma, it wasn't a problem, it never becomes a problem. If you have truma, which is shlish, which is revi, which is not a problem by truma. But it is a problem by Kodesh, you can make it Kodesh still. Because Lo'am Revi Elabakotche Kodesh Mekudoshim, when it's already Kodesh, not beforehand. Which is an interesting principle. The Gemara is actually going to bring down exceptions to this later on. But generally speaking, whatever, Basher Rosham, whatever it is now, is what we give it status. And even though we're making something in which we're, after we finish elevating, this thing should retroactively become possible, that's the type of Rayro, which we don't
say.
I know, I saw the smile flickering across your lips. Okay? So says Mara, Vemor the Basra, what about the following case? Harisha Vashani Vashlisha Shibakoidesh Tamei, Risha Shlisha Kosha Tamei, Umatami, and they make other things Tamei. Harvi, or V Bakoidesh, Posa Vlomatami. The Hamishi and Hamishi. Ha! Where are you Hamishi from? Necho Ben Zira Koidesh. Says in Tamar. Now this is obviously talking about where it was Kodesh Mekudesh, and then it became Revi, because otherwise there's no Revi, right? So but the Chiyesh in Tamar her last those Kodesh also. They say, what are you going to say? You can't make the mix of the Chamishi with the Kodesh Lechatchila. Chiyesh Chamishi Mekodesh. Is there Chamishi Mekodesh? Why can you mix it in the Lechatchila? It sounds like you can't mix in the chatchila. It makes no sense. So it must be, says Gemara. No, when it says necha benazira dema, it's not b'diav. It's even the chatchila. There's no such thing as chamishi l'kosh. It sounds like chamishi necha benazira dema b'diav. There's no such thing. Can't be because no chamishi by kodesh. It's only chamishi in outlandish cases of parah aduma because they're super machmir. But by kodesh, there's no such thing. So they were going backwards, saying, you know what? This is a rise. Every time it says necha benazira dema. It means even l'chatchila. Because you can't say that chamishi by kodesh is only b'dieved. It doesn't work because there's no such thing as chamishi by kodesh. So it must be that's even l'chatchila. It must be where revi, you can mix revi by kodesh with truma l'chatchila. And it must be that you can mix also sheni and shlishi and chulin with truma l'chatchila. So why did it sound like b'dieved? Said b'dieved before? Asher Mais, it sounds like b'dieved, it's even l'chatchila. So it's no longer raya for rav. Because Zina says it's a raya for rav that there's shlishi by chulin, because it says only b'dieved you can eat the Only b'diavad you can eat the mezid adema, that which falls in the truma, not the chatchila. So it's marshal the rish shlishi by truma, right? So the Maritazan says, no, let's go further down the line in the price law. It's not possible, because that would mean that chamishi by kodesh is also to eat the chatchila with reviva kodesh. Right? Well, I mean, with regular kodesh. Only if it falls in. It's not shach, there's such thing as chamishi. So therefore, it must be that always b'diev is lapped after even the chatchila. It's okay. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So says the Gemara, vat amar leis kein v'hocha leis kein. And you wanted to say, so therefore, since you say here that it doesn't apply, koi here can't mean b'dievet, even previously in the Brisa, it also could not have meant b'dievet as well. Okay? And there's no raya for Rav. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hashlishi abom machmas asheret mutal asoso truma akadei kach. If you have a shlishi which came because of sheretz, you're allowed to make a truma. No bones about it, right? Shlishi which came, shlishi chulin can become truma. Boy, come afiluk Rabbi Akiva. They said it's not even like Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva and Ramesh said that shlishi bar chulin. That was all thrust of Rabbi Akiva. Says more, yes. He says, that's what he says. Rabbi Yosef Sharmila said afiluk Rabbi Akiva. Even like Akiva. Lama, why? Tvuyom pasil, or tvuyom pasils, vasheni pasil, and a sheni pasils. Ma tvuyom ain't a pasils of chulim lasos and truma. If a tvuyom touches chulim, they can still become truma. Avasheni ain't a pasils of chulim lasos and truma. So too, a sheni cannot make chulim pasil from becoming truma. It's a fascinating concept. So he says, even though they're shlishi by chulim, it's really, it's very difficult to grasp. It says, even though, and the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit more detail, even though there's shlishi by chulin, according to Rabbi Kiva, Doraisa, that shlishi can be made into truma. And when it becomes truma, it loses its psul. Because shlishi by chulin is only considered to be puzzle. I don't even know puzzle is the right word, because it said puzzle is something which you mean tamei achem, but not two levels down. Shlishi by chulin is considered to be a deficit. But it's not a beetle. And therefore, you can make it into truma, and when it becomes truma, it loses that deficit. That's what I'm saying so far. All right, we'll have to come back to tomorrow night. And it's a fascinating thing that you can actually make something which is technically no good into truma, and it loses that psul.
Sounds like how to get rid of a mamzer.
Yeah, it sounds like matayim being matayim. That's right. But the way I was going to explain, it's not that bad.